This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon's top policy advisor, Colin Kahl, has warned that Russia is trying to deplete Ukraine's air defenses and achieve dominance over Ukrainian skies. Russia has been pummeling Ukraine with missile strikes throughout the past week, the heaviest wave since Moscow invaded 9 months ago. Speaking to reporters during a trip to the Middle East, Kahl attributed Ukraine's resilience to Ukrainian ingenuity and cleverness, to use his term, but noted also that the United States and other allies and partners have provided what he said was a tremendous amount of support. Speaking at a meeting in Kyiv after an unannounced visit, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said Ukraine needs more supplies of weapons to defend itself against the Russian military.
As you succeed in pushing back Russian forces on the ground, your homes, your hospitals, your power stations are being destroyed by the air. So to help you defend yourselves, we are today providing new air defense support, including 120 anti-aircraft guns, radar, and anti-drone equipment.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted a video on Saturday depicting him meeting Sunak in Kyiv. He said in a message on Telegram the two leaders had discussed the most important issues for both countries and for global security. Malaysia has tumbled into fresh political turmoil after Saturday's tightly contested general election delivered a hung parliament. There was no clear winner and a surprising surge of support for an Islamist party. Opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim's Reformist Alliance secured the biggest gain with 82 out of 220 parliamentary seats. That's far short of a majority. Trailing close behind was former Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin's bloc. This is VOA News. Leaders from around the Asia-Pacific region have condemned and called for an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. They also pledged to steer the region's economies towards sustainable growth as they wrapped up summit meetings Saturday in Bangkok. Host Thailand managed to bridge divisions among the 21 members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, or APEC, which includes Russia, by saying that most members had condemned the war. The statement acknowledged differing views on the situation. Speaking at the summit, IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said the world is facing new challenges since the last summit.
We met here in Thailand 3 years ago last. And since then, the world has changed by events none of us foresaw coming at that time. The COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine.
In other developments, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris exchanged brief remarks with Chinese President Xi Jinping before the final APEC meeting began, calling for both sides to keep lines of communication open. A key UN committee has taken a first step toward agreeing on a treaty that recognizes crimes against humanity committed at any time, not just during conflicts. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has this report.
With Legal Issues has approved a resolution to hold sessions in the next 2 years, where groundwork would be laid to push through the treaty in September 2024. While there are treaties on genocide and torture, amongst others, there is no treaty specifically devoted to crimes against humanity, according to the group Human Rights Watch. Crimes against humanity have been defined by the International Criminal Court as crimes such as rape and torture committed against a civilian population based on a government or organizational policy. I'm Karen Chamas.
It was a very snowy wedding for a couple in upstate New York who had the reception canceled but still got married, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Some areas around Buffalo got more than 6 feet of snow, prompting a driving ban and forcing Rob Jung's wedding to Maria Zaglowski to take a slight detour.
There's nothing that was going to stop me, so I don't need anybody to be sorry. We will get through.
So they had the ceremony, but the reception hall had to reschedule. He popped the question a year ago.
Buffalo hasn't had snow in November since 2014, and before that, 2000. So we figured it was safe.
Jung says they invited about 180. 100 guests canceled, but others that had come in from as far as England made their special day. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.